From WSHU Public Radio, this is Capitol Avenue.
Will members take your seats in the chamber so we can get started with our session today?
I'm Ebong Udama, WSHU Senior Political Reporter.
And I'm Tom Kuser, WSHU's Morning Edition host.
In this podcast, we try to make sense of local and national politics and events by talking to the people who are directly involved. 3 years ago, 28-year-old Guilford, Connecticut resident Josh Skossel was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He says he believes he's alive and cancer-free today because of the Affordable Care Act.
I got sick at the age of 23 and was able to stay on my mother's insurance until the age of 26, which was just enough time to receive not one but two of the stem cell bone marrow transplants. I turned 26 in December of 2014, and I was able to seamlessly transfer to my wife's insurance plan, even though I had a pretty serious pre-existing condition.
Unionville resident Isabel Endicott says she hadn't thought much about the lifetime payment limits on her employer-sponsored health plan, at least not until her second son, Rylan, was born with a serious heart defect in October 2014. Endicott says her son's emergency heart surgery at the Connecticut Children's Medical Center alone cost $250,000.
I called our insurance and it was relieved to find out that because of the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies could not cap a person's coverage. I now worry about Ryland's future, not so much about his heart health because he is in excellent hands with his cardiac team, but for his future in terms of what it would mean for him and our family if significant parts of the Affordable Care Act were repealed.
Jonathan Miller is a 26-year-old Meriden resident born with cystic fibrosis. He says he'll be left without health insurance if the ACA is repealed. That's because he doesn't have full-time work and it would be difficult for him to afford health insurance.
I'm able to get all the medications and all the treatments that I need every single day that literally keep me alive. And I just don't know where I would be, of course.
Miller says he's extremely troubled that the Republican-controlled Congress has repeal of the ACA as its number one priority.
Since Election Day, I don't sleep at night. I struggle to find peace and calmness during the day, wondering, will I be able to pay my bills next year? Will I get the care? Will I be alive next year?
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says he's hoping the stories of people like Skossel, Endicott, and Miller will help sway enough of his Republican colleagues to slow the momentum for immediate repeal of the ACA without a replacement.
They said they want everybody to have access to health care, that they want to preserve the consumer protections, but they don't think the Affordable Care Act is the way to do it. Okay, put your money where your mouth is. Give us a plan that allows Josh and Jonathan and Isabel to keep their insurance coverage.
Republican leaders in Congress have said they expect to take up repeal of the ACA in early January. There are about 250,000 Connecticut residents currently signed up for health insurance through the ACA. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.